Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
You're listening to Undertow, Simpson Falls.
Hola.
Buenas tardes. Disculpe, señor. Una compu por una hora, por favor.
I remember the moment clear as polished glass. I was in Honduras. No data for weeks. I was ready to file photographs, so I made it to a little internet cafe.
Puede usar la número cuatro.
Gracias. I was used to being away. I'd hardly been in the States more than 6 consecutive months since I'd graduated BU. We were a close family, once. Now it was scattered emails, occasional Skype calls, and this.
Maria, what's going on?
Mom's sick.
What?
She had a stroke.
Stroke? Mom went down while washing dishes. Maria found her there. I was on a computer already, so I booked tickets that minute.
I'm coming.
Thank you. I need you like I've never needed anyone.
It's amazing how something built so carefully for so many years shatters in an instant. A body, a family, a career. But for me, it wasn't even like there was a choice. I thought of Tony, of what a wreck he was for reasons I didn't fully know, just that he was estranged from his family and what a sad sack that turned him into. I had sacrificed a lot for my career, but I wasn't going to cross that line. Pulitzer be damned, I was headed home.
Where am I?
Patient's waking.
Put it back down.
No! I don't want to go. I want to stay.
It's going to be okay, Sonia.
Tony. What the hell did you do, Tony?
What I had to do. I took you to people who could help you.
No! No, not these people.
There are no other hospitals in town. Just the one. I had to pull some strings to get them to take you in.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Raising the morphine in 3, 2, 1.
I remember what happened. Holy shit!
Oh, Jesus.
Don't go near the wreck.
Oh, I have to. Look at her.
You don't want to send that truck into the river. It's barely hanging on there.
You spot me then, huh?
Think I can keep a truck from falling in the river?
You hang off the back.
You're drunk, Tony.
Adrenaline made me sober. Come on.
Listen, we should wait for the ambulance.
What if it's not an ambulance? What if it's the sheriff coming back with Marty to inspect his busted truck?
All right. I'll hang off the back.
Sonia? Sonia, are you awake?
Tony, who's that fucking thing?
Going to get you help, Sonia. You were in a wreck.
No, it was a monster.
Okay, I'm just going to reach over, unbuckle your seatbelt.
Hurry!
I'm going to get you out. Shit, you were hit pretty bad in the head.
Don't touch me.
I don't really have a choice. No one's going to help us here. We've got to help each other.
You never should have come.
Too late now. One, two, three.
More morphine.
I can't risk brain damage.
I'll do it then.
Is she going to be okay?
What exactly is your definition of okay? Physically, yes. She sustained some head trauma and suffered puncture wounds to her chest after the telephone pole splintered. Luckily, the shrapnel missed any major organs. Also, lucky that she was wearing a seatbelt. Else she would probably have went through the windshield and ended up swimming.
Swimming?
Mentally? Well, we'll see how she recovers. The blow to the head was severe.
What does that mean?
Well, just that her memory may be foggy. She may see things that aren't real. Her reports of what happened here may become unreliable.
That would be very on brand for this assignment.
Are you getting fresh with me, Mr. Baxter?
No, sir.
Good. Because you understand the enforceability of the paperwork you signed.
I do.
And not just the legal implications. I mean, everyone hates going to court. But the more unpleasant ones. The marshal.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys who reads the fine print.
Yeah, your friend will be in recovery a few hours. Meanwhile, I'll be getting ready for your procedure.
Does it need to sound so ominous?
Well, shall we call it Mr. Baxter's little adventure, then? A trip down memory lane?
You can just call me Tony.
Okay, Tony. I'm glad you came around.
Tony, congratulations.
Cynthia Lyman. To whom do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, you have become an important asset to the Malleus Corporation. I'm in charge of the team which is tracking our property.
I'm your property?
You did read the contract, right? I heard you were a reader.
Yeah, this is America.
People can't be owned, but short-term leases on your meat sack were made possible through the pharmaceutical recovery provision of the MAGA Act of 2018. Or don't you remember?
Is meat sack a professional term?
Don't be a shit, Tony. You want this as much as we do. This is an incredible opportunity for all of us.
Was that also in your report?
People are going to spend millions, no, billions, to get the experience you are going to have free of charge.
I'm honored.
As you should be.
Can I talk to Sonia before I go?
There was a subparagraph authorizing that. Go ahead.
Sonia?
You left me.
I came back.
Men came. The selectmen and the deputy.
Don't worry about them.
They would have... I don't know.
They're out of the picture.
How?
Doesn't matter. I have something for you.
The blank dog tags? Why the hell are you giving me these?
Something to remember me by.
Where the hell are you going, Tony?
Just hold on to them.
Whatever.
I'm going on a little... adventure. Don't know what's going to happen to me. You've got to get yourself out of here.
What the fuck is going on, Tony?
Let's just say I signed up to be a beta tester.
Let it go, Tony. Whatever you think it's gonna do, it's not. It's going to destroy you. I just saw... There's things out there.
Take care of yourself.
And as quickly as that, Tony vanishes. In my mind, I can see the photograph. The beautiful slate blue bird stands tall and curious in the river grass, its head tilted to its side so its yellow-black eye can lock with mine. It seems to stare into me. And then I realize it's not looking at me. It's looking through its other eye to the far side where there's a shape in the water. Not a fish to spear on its sharp beak, but a greater beast, a thing hunting from underneath, a thing of leeches and teeth, a thing which...
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I was asleep for I don't know how long. I keep seeing Betsy and the thing that rose up from the river to take her. I feel the cold metal of the dog tags against my neck, and they give me some measure of comfort. And the fog of my mind parts for a moment. There's someone in my room.
We gotta get you out of here.
Hi. What? You? What the hell are you doing here?
I work here.
Well, I know I saw you at your house.
That's just for the tourists.
I have lots of questions.
There's no time. It's coming back for you.
What?
Oh. For your safety, you need to run. Come on.
Oh, fuck. You're all special around here.
Just follow me. Here's some epinephrine to get you back on your feet.
I hate hospitals. They come packed with memories of chemical smells and dying and death. Things so clean, they make you suspicious. Cold, clinical. It's a place where your body is no longer a vibrant cacophony of wonder, but a vessel of poking and prodding.
You okay on your feet? We'll get you a wheelchair.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Now entering lockdown. Patients and their caregivers advised to please return to their rooms.
No time, go!
The nurse shoves me and I sprawl toward the corner, where I push open an emergency exit door that leads to a stairwell.
Get out of here, Sonia!
Things start to get mushy. I'm in survival mode. It's a mode I hate but am quite familiar with. It's a mode where you have to stop asking who you can trust and what you should do and to follow your feet and instincts. In the stairwell, nothing seems reliable anymore. The walls and floor seem to bend. The color of the paint flickers in and out. Alarms flash on the wall and play through different songs and rhythms and sounds, and I'm thinking, am I getting a stroke now? But I can't worry about that part. I have to do the surviving. I try to remember something I'm certain about. Like my mom. Like my sister. Like our little apartment in Brooklyn. But instead, all I keep seeing are that heron's eyes. And the thing beyond it, the thing which I saw again on the river bridge, the thing that seems to be melting through the walls and coming to me now. Ah! Get away! Get away! I start running, though what it really feels like is plowing through jello. I remember every situation I've ever feared for my life and the effort it took to get me out of it all those other times. The one step, the next step, the step after that. I no longer think about the fog and the leech thing and mirror glass buildings and people in shiny suits. I only see step after step after step. The handle of the emergency exit at the bottom of the stairwell. The cold comfort of hard steel as I grab the door handle and snap it open. One step, another step. One step, another step, one more after that. Whether it's a gang of bullies, corrupt cops, or a seething thing with teeth for eyeballs, running always looks the same. Oops! My feet hit hard-packed asphalt. I'm behind the hospital complex, running alongside the river with a tall wrought iron fence protecting pedestrians from falling in. Or maybe they're protecting pedestrians from that. It's the leech thing, the thing from the bridge, except it's bigger now. Raised to freshly fed glory, raging and roaring and ever hungry. Hungry for me. It stares at me with eyes that reflect beyond eternity and drain my blood into them.
My peripheral vision goes blurry as it reaches a fanged tentacle toward me.
Get away!
My feet move and I try not to hear the thing and its little whispers of cutting knives needling into my flesh, leeching out my soul. I take more steps. There's the swimming pool for the locals and the squash court, which means I must be close. But close isn't far enough. There's a courtyard, a gate. There are security cameras, but not security guards. One foot, another foot. The gate glides open. I see an unmarked white 15-passenger van. A heavy-set man steps out with thick-rimmed bottle glasses. It's Digby, the tour bus operator.
Holy shit, Madge! Grab the flares!
Yep, on it.
Madge leaps from the back with two road flares in her hands. She snaps them, and fire spits out.
Hey, asshole, eat this!
Shit! Get in, quick!
I'm trying! Fuck!
Come on, Madge!
Coming!
Oh, fuck. For a moment, I'm too stunned to speak.
We gotta get her somewhere safe.
Only safe place is out of Simpson Falls.
We won't make it. It won't let her go. There's no way out of here except over water.
Oh, jeez, good point. Let's go to the radio station.
Okay. You hang in there, miss. We're gonna get you into hiding.
What was that thing?
A thing the Dark Tome brought here that hasn't wanted to go back yet. It feeds off cosmic energy, but now it's hungry.
What happened to your friend?
He's back there in the hospital.
Shit!
One step at a time, Madge.
Why? What's gonna happen to him?
You best worry about yourself for now.
Tell me!
The creature's here because it's hungry. And I think your friend is the bait.
You've been listening to Simpson Falls, an original story for audio by Fred Greenhalgh. Written by Fred Greenhalgh and Greg Tulinen. Story by Fred Greenhalgh, William DeFries, Barry Dodd, and Greg Tulinen. Based on The Dark Tome, created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Story consulting by Christopher Reynaga and Marguerite Croft. Sensitivity consulting by Molly and Dana. Simpson Falls features the talents of Tony Aiden Vaux as Tony Baxter, Stephanie Diaz as Sonia Proud, Jason Grazel as Ricky Hill and X in human form, Colleen A. Madden as Melissa, Anna Carvalho as Maria, Herbie Madden as young Tony, Vivian Madden as young Melissa, Denise Poirier as receptionist, dispatcher, and Roberta, Graham Rowett as Edwin, guard, and drunk, Holly Adams as Tanya and waitress, Kim Gordon as Cynthia, Lisa Stathopoulos as Maynard Mom and Jackie, Lucas Kroll as Kid Ricky, Maya Kolaski as skeptical teen, Moira Driscoll as Nurse Cody in psychologist's office, Nathan Dana Aldrich as Marty, Ned Donovan as Billy the Clown, Paul Belfoyle as bartender, local man and reporter, Peter Burkrot as Sheriff Warren, P.G. Oakland as Scott, manager and town assessor, Ray Porter as Digby, Wendy Tremont King as Madge, Richard Fish as DJ, Richard McGonagall as Dr. Leopold, Sam Mowry as Leech Monster, Monster X, and Trucker, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and William Steele as psychologist. Additional voices by the cast. The Dark Tome was directed and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Dialogue editing and sound design by Jason DeWald of Audio Evolutions, audioevolutions.net. Additional sound by Mind's Eye Productions. Final mix by Fred Greenhalgh. Original score by Hubert Campbell. Theme song, Here, My Friend, Your Future, by Frank Schulmeier. The Dark Tome Undertow was produced from lockdown with distributed performers across continental North America in locations traditionally stewarded by numerous indigenous tribes. The home base of Dagaz Media is in York County, Maine, ancestral land of the Wabanaki Confederacy. The fictionalized location of Simpson Falls is inspired by the Penobscot County region of Maine, the ancestral lands of the Penobscot Nation, the oldest continuous government in the world. Special thanks to Christopher Reynaga and the Point Mystic podcast, pointmystic.org, as well as Emily Burnham and Mary San Giovanni. Simpson Falls is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.